This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Live and Learn. On The Bigger Picture, I'm Lee Chui Lin. Mohsin Aminuddin was just chatting with a few old schoolmates at a mama in Shah Alam when they started talking about the issue of homelessness in KL. Realizing all they ever did was talk into the wee hours of the morning without actually doing anything to address the problem, they got together to form an NGO called Dapo J07 in August last year. Dapo provides food and counselling to the urban poor and homeless community in KL. Mohsin speaks to Live and Learn producer Chuan Tech about this initiative.
What does Dapo J07 mean?
Dapo J07 actually is a collective movement for people who want to join us to provide food, toiletries and all the basic things that needed by the homeless. J actually is our nickname because all the founding members actually come from the same school. Sekolah Menengah Sultan Abdul Halim at Jitra Kedah. The old folks call us Jenan because the school is built on Jenan Farm. And 07 actually the year we graduate from that school.
You told me that this is an idea that came from a group of friends talking around mamak tables and you wanted to do something.
Yeah.
Why is this issue close to your heart? Urban poverty, homelessness?
When we are fooling around, when we talk about the kind of issue that happened on our country, but you think why we didn't do something that happened in front of our eyes, and we do like we can see that there's someone homeless there, and we just give money. But when we give money, when they make buy cigarette, so we decide to give food, and then we can talk, get some information, right? What problem they are having, and something like that. So.
How many of you were in this group that wanted to start the
when we start, we got about five people distributing about 70 packs of food. Then we give it to them. Oh, all finished in about 20 minutes. Oh, we need more. So we start increasing the supply and increasing the food. And we do it about 200 packs per week. Sometimes we do a lot of things behind the radar because we are doing some social experiment on BTOC, right? We find that a newborn baby, no father, right? Sometimes we take their name, where they live, and we try to adopt that children, give something and refer them to the social welfare.
So you have the urge to help, to do something, yeah. Contribute. Why not volunteer for an organization or an NGO that's already established in KL, that's already providing these kind of services, soup kitchens, free markets, distributing food and basic necessities? Well, why want to set up a whole thing on your own?
Sometimes we can do it, but there are too many volunteers there. So we come like 10 people, so they ask for module and volunteer module. There are some people that come just one this week, and they don't need much time, like 1 hour, 2 hours. So you think why not we provide some time for them, come, help us to distribute the food, and then they can go like that, just like that. Sometimes when we get the item like rice and pack of rice, something like that, we do deliver to the Dapur Jalanan. We just take like clothes, something that can be given just directly. For the dry food, we give to the Dapur Jalanan, something like that.
So where are you focusing your efforts on?
Currently, we are focusing on the homeless, disabled people around the Pudu area. Because actually, the Pudu area is a main hotspot for the homeless. Because when Pudu was rebuilt, there are a lot of people that lost their job. So they don't know where to go. So they just stay around here, finding some money and cheap money, like cleaning the pasar malam. Something like that. So
I imagine money would be the biggest challenge to set up something like this.
Yeah. Because we like 300 pack, we like cost us about 800 something. Problem will be the volunteer that came, they don't have any spot to park their car. That's the private car in KL. So that's the problem, right? But the volunteer, so far we don't have any problem. If we come what we want to do, probably the money.
Right. How do you get volunteers? How do they hear about you?
Oh, you can always check our Facebook. Page. Yeah, Dapo J07. Or you can directly WhatsApp me if you have me, because I online 24 hours.
Okay.
No sleep. Sometimes it's a bit complicated, but I decide to have a organized committee. Something who handle the volunteer, handle the food. the distribution, because people that came want to help, they sometimes don't know what to do. Want to give food, want to do. And we do tell them about the all you can do, because something like taking picture, right? The homeless sometimes hate us taking their picture. So there's some, you know, discipline committee, right? Something like that.
How many volunteers do you need every Saturday?
Every Saturday, actually, when we are doing a free market for the homeless at every end of the month. So on the other weekend, we need about 10 to 15. 10 to 15.
And so far, volunteers is not a problem. It's mainly organizing.
The problem is when there's a major public holiday. That's the problem, because already go back to the hometown. I don't really know what is the correct quantity for the food. So we do the first come, first serve basis. That when there are some 2-3 people come and ask for food, we bring them to the mamak, nearest mamak, and we pay for them.
So I was looking at the DAPO's Facebook page, and you were saying how 80% of the homeless from your survey have jobs, and they're not people who are dependent or lazy, as the most people think. How has this changed your view on poverty? Like what can we do beyond a free meal, for example?
Yeah, to me, because I see the poverty with our eyes. So what I can see, that the poverty is defined by our own system. For sometimes in KL, the cost for living is very high. There are people like them, they earn about 15 to 30 ringgit per day. On the old time day, they may be enough, but in KL, no. There's the room is around about 300 to 400, and they earn about 600. So there's not enough money to rent the room. And to me myself, poverty actually can be helped if we have enough development for the low-cost apartment flat. That will be helpful. And some of them, they are not qualified for the bantuan, because sometimes most of the people, they earn about 1,000. And the social welfare department, their guideline, people that earn 1,000 below. So you got 1,001 ringgit, you're not qualified. So we are currently go to the department and discussing what this issue.
And what's their feedback?
Feedback is we wait for the, it's actually a bit tricky. They go ask us to go to Putrajaya and then go back to DBKL, something like that. They ask us maybe wait for more meeting, and but nothing positive result come.
Every Saturday, is it convenient for you to carry out your work? Because last year, DBKL wanted to ban soup kitchens or people providing services such as yours from the 2-kilometer radius from Bukit Bintang. Do authorities harass people like you doing good work?
Yeah, because that's the one problem, because the DBKL actually agree with us, but all the high up, they don't want to see all the poverty seen by all the awesome people and all the tourists. So we take this initiative, we do it. Just move farther than the hotspot on KL, and we do it at Fudu. And actually, the homeless, they actually looking for a safe place to sleep, something that have wumbung. If there's wumbung, no problem for them to sleep.
Are they receptive to you when you come to them?
When we bring food, they know they will come. Then, but we try to do some survey. We do some talking to them. So we try to provide them. Sometimes we go offer them smoke and cigarette, and we smoke with them. We talk where you come from and why you're here. So there are people listening there, and they're doing some writing, whatever. Knowing their age, why they're here. So they help with some portfolio of some survey, do some data.
What are you using that data for?
Yeah, well, from data, we know that most of the people come from what area, why they are having this problem. So we are giving the monthly report to the social welfare department. And we are giving them the data, because they say they don't have enough data and don't know not enough people to do their job. So we are giving them for free. All data for free. So all they have to do is just what they want to do with the data, and that's
Can you give maybe one or two examples of the kind of people that you're talking to?
Someone from Terengganu. They came here about already 10 years. 10 years. They are working as, you know, ulat tiket. Ulat tiket is someone that take some extra extra money for bringing people to the bus counter for bringing for buying ticket. They got about 10 ringgit if they bring two customer to the bus counter. So when Pudu was Pudu Central was established, ulat ticket is no more allowed. So they lose the job. 6 years on the job and suddenly lose all their job. So they don't know where to go. So they are doing some pasar malam cleaning for 40 ringgit per day. Then pasar malam actually but thrice a week. So that's all the money that he get. He also get have one phone that haven't charged what 2-3 years. So we try to get their SIM card, and the SIM card already expired. We try to get the contact. We try to get them to their family, and so make them very close to us. So we call it abang, come here, what talk. So we design.
It's the trust, right? They must be able to trust you. You're officially registered DAPO in August 2015.
Yeah.
How long do you think this will go on?
I think as long as the people that need us, I don't know, I think we actually need them, because sometimes we don't know what good thing we can do in Malaysia. So I think as long as there are some people that having hardship, so I think that's how long Dafoje 07 will be there.
Now's the time when I'll give out your information. How can people get in touch with you?
You can always call us on, there's a, actually we, first when people want to contact us, we ask them to go to our Facebook page, because there's all the information there, our contact number. Mm-hmm. And we also have PayPal account there. You can always see the detail there. If you want to donate for us, you can give a call. If you want some tax exemption, you can always go for us.
Is it hard getting people to trust you as a new organization with their money?
Sometimes when we see the, for example, my name on the account number detail, so people might think this is a scam and this is a lie. And so that's why we do initiative. We try to get the official account from the bank, major bank, ZMB, Maybank, so that people can see, name Pertubuhan Kebajikan. So they know that we are doing some good. And every year we might, our friend that's an accountant, we try to do the internal audit, and we'll publish it on the Facebook page for...
I've been on the Facebook page. It's regularly updated.
Yeah.
So you can search DAPO J07 on Facebook for more information. Mohsin, thank you very much for speaking to us.
Thank you for having us.
That was Mohsin Aminuddin of DAPO J07 speaking to Live and Learn producer Chua and Tech. And just to give you some context about the kind of people who work in DAPO, Mohsin and his friends were late for their interview with us because they stopped by the road to help a driver replace a flat tire. So check out their Facebook page if you would like to see the kind of work that they're doing and get involved. You are listening today to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.